look, Landfill, it's your bunkmate, Matt Essig. Essig, would you have been excited to share the room with Landfill? All righty. It is phone call time, Brian. A lot of folks want to talk. Let's go. Let me ask you. After yesterday's win, last-second win over a pretty bad Cowboys team.
Yep.
You feeling more confident, less confident? How you feeling going to Tampa?
I'm confident. I watched the way that they played throughout the year. And then, like, when Jaden left at the game and then Marcus came in, they still were able to find something. You know what I mean? So I think that this team has another gear. They got to be able to find it and be able to go at it at will.
I firmly believe. I started saying this after the Bengals game. No fade in Jaden. And I just think when you talk about having another gear,
yep.
I think he has it. And I think
he has that.
I think you got to believe, as cheesy as that sounds, and I recognize that, it's just this team continues to find ways to win. And when you are able to do that, it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It doesn't leave you.
It makes you feel like you have a chance at all times.
Totally. All right, let's start hitting these phones. I can't imagine a lot of people are listening today because everybody's at home. But maybe they are because phone lines are lit up. Danny, we'll go to California to start. I bet it's not snowing there.
Allie.
Daniel, what up, bud?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm nervous, man, because good teams are destroying Dallas, and we squeak by. So that makes me really nervous.
Now, do you?
I think when you look at, like, teams are divisional rivals, you got to throw that out the window. If you think about the history of the Commanders and the Cowboys and the Commanders and the Eagles, the records can be thrown out the window in those games.
I agree with that.
That's true. What also makes you nervous, too, is Jaden was looking pretty bad until Mariota came in and kind of turned it around with a different pace.
So I agree with that. That was probably Jaden's least effective performance maybe since the first Cowboys game. It seems like the Cowboys just kind of have their number. And it showed up again. I also, Brian, we were talking about this. I think Washington got punched in the mouth a little bit early on in that game when they weren't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just kind of impacted the whole flow of the game.
Awesome.
Well, Jaden was sacked on the defensive line.
Jaden was sacked twice in the first three plays.
I know.
All right, Danny, so you're nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Are you the type that's usually nervous, though? Like butterflies in your stomach on a date?
Not at all. I'm pretty confident, but, I was sitting there watching the game thinking this may be code red.
All right, bud. I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, the lack of the run game has been problematic for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a real issue. Yesterday, your top two leading rushers were quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Of your backs, Eckler had 3 carries for 12 yards. Brian Robinson, what do you think is up with B-Rob? I mean, his production has plummeted.
I actually look at a lot of the plays. I think you got to get him more into, like, the hitting it downhill. That hitting and waiting and stuff doesn't seem to work exceptionally for me with him.
I mean, in the last – he doesn't have a 100-yard game since December 1st. That's 4 games ago, before the bye week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 5 for 10 against the Falcons. They found some success late. He was 13 for 60, but at halftime, that was a mess. Against the Eagles, 10 for 24. And then, dude, against the Saints, 21 for 65. Mm-hmm. Like, they committed to him there.
Yeah.
That Eagles game is also where he had the 2 fumbles.
The fumbles was, like, not normally what he does.
No.
But I think, you know, like, I will tell you, I keep going to the offensive line because you don't have a running game without an offensive line. It ain't going to be just a running back. And I think that the Biadasz not being there in the middle affects the hell out of that. And then he's banged up too. So,
if you're asking me what I am nervous about, I think the run defense is at the top of my list. And I said this, and a lot of people thought I was nuts, that's why I thought Tampa was a better matchup than L.A. Because I think McVay would have just hammered the run game. That's just kind of how he operates anyway. And I think Kyren Williams is a really good back.
Well, yeah.
Bucky Irvin can play. Like, Sampa can run the ball, but they are way more balanced and will give Baker way more opportunities. I think Baker might turn it over a little. You never know what kind of version you'll get. Baker's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
But the run defense is the top of my list for concerns. And then kind of they go hand in hand. There's no pressure on the quarterback, man.
Yeah, we got to get that.
And I think they'll get back to scheming some stuff up. I think they played it really pretty basic Sunday.
Yeah. Going into that game yesterday, most important thing was come out healthy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all know what time it is. Time for that victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
All right. So, I'm going to do the Tampa Bay game. You got to think about it. That first game we played against them, that was Timothy Daniels' first game in the league. He had to get accustomed to the game speed of NFL. 80% of the team was brand new, so everybody was learning everybody. I think everybody's done gel together. The defense playing a lot better than that game, and not to mention the kicker issues we had in that game as well. But we were still able to move that ball up and down the field. So I'm definitely confident we can pull the W out on this playoff game. All right, fellas?
All right, bro.
I like that. There are a lot of reasons to be confident. Going back to week one, I mean, that was so long ago that it's kind of hard to know what to extrapolate from that. Thanks for the call, Juke. Appreciate you, man. I do love Jaden getting the opportunity to go back and face them, though.
When he's seen people the second time, he's been different. So we'll see.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, what up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, shout out to both of y'all. Getting back from Dallas down there and getting back to the homestead today. Listen, man, as a fan, I appreciate y'all, both of you, and I love your show, man. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Same
I'm going to be riding with you. And now the confidence level on me, I'm a little nervous because, number one, Ty Bowles. I'm wondering, they're going to have that spy on Jaden. They're going to have, I'm thinking the short intermediate stuff they're going to try to cut out. And, of course, our run game's not. I'm suspect, but I'm just hoping Jaden just comes on through. Maybe we'll go Eric Coryell on him. Hit Terry way down there. But, I'm a little less confident. I was hoping for the Rams, but you're right, JP, about the running game. The Rams got a good running game. So, and I'm glad we didn't get the Eagles right off the top. So, let's just hope they can do this in Tampa, fellas. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right, man.
Good call, dude. I think it's hard to leave yesterday's game more confident, but perhaps – if you eliminate yesterday's game, say it was the old 16-game schedule, how confident would you have felt after the Falcons game?
I'd have felt confident. Because I saw Superman I'm still confident, though, Jay. That's the difference. I have doubted some things this year, and they proved me wrong. And I think the way that they've pulled games out, I'm not one to look at, I'm not the stats guy and the analytics guy, but I'm looking at the fact that they find a way. And that makes a difference when you don't play your best and you still get a victory. What if their best comes? You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I just think that this team is a different team than it was in the beginning of the season.
I completely agree with that. And I think when you're able to do this week after week after week, to win these things in the last moments, that starts to build, right? Your confidence, your thought process for how much you could do really starts to build.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Robert in Virginia. Robert, what up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
We're great.
Hey, man. Everything positive. We're going to win that game on Sunday night. I see it in Jay's eyes. We're going to have that game won with no problem. All they got to do is play that game, they're going to win that game. So it's no doubt that team is rolling, and it's a good year for them. And plus, it's 2025. We will be there. Thank you, and y'all have a blessed one, and enjoy the game because we're going to win it.
I love the confidence, Robbie. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Leville, where's your confidence level?
I feel good. I don't believe in the Bucks. Plus, The Commanders are 3-0 against teams that they've already played.
Are they?
Yep.
Who, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys?
Yep.
Isn't it weird? There's two. There are two week one rematches in Wild Card Weekend. Tampa, Washington, and Philly, Green Bay. I love your confidence, Landini. I'm not sure. I don't think Tampa's as much of a. I think Tampa's got some real horses, but dude, it was 2 weeks ago. They went to Dallas and got their ass kicked.
Yeah,
like
they've had several games since we played them where they look very, very mediocre.
Right. Dude, they went through a stretch where they lost four in a row. Now, granted, those were some tough teams. They lost to the Falcons. They got drilled by the Cowboys, and they came back late, but.
I just wanted to recalculate my nervousness. It's not that I'm I'm not worried more so. Like, I believe the offense will get the clicking. It's just when it comes to those backs, like, the running backs that's real shifty and can move, that's where my nervousness comes in. I have no doubt that we will be able to score and get the ball, but the way Dowdle, what's his name, was running yesterday,
yeah,
that boy Bucky Irvin, I think his name, he runs with bad intentions.
Yeah.
For sure. And he could shift and move. That's the only thing that's really weighing on me about this game. But I think, I always think we could pull it out. It's just if our defense come show up to play.
So that's the best thing to do, Jeff.
That's just where I'm at. So I'm gonna recalibrate it. I'm gonna say 80%.
80% confident. All right, I like it. Let's go to Robbie Lowe in Suitland. What up, Robbie Lowe?
Yo, what's up? Hey, fellas. First of all, just a huge congratulations to your continued success. I stumbled upon this show literally 2 weeks after y'all came in there, and I've been hooked on ever since.
Appreciate you,
bro. So I appreciate y'all, and I appreciate everything that you do. And my even daughters know that, I'm listening to the boys when I'm talking to B. Mitch and Finley and Jeff.
Appreciate that.
For the one show of space. I appreciate y'all, though. No, but honestly, against the Bucks, I'm honestly not worried. You know, the Rams rested their starters because they was hoping that they would not face up, and they got their wish because don't nobody want to face the Commanders right now, and they want to play with the. Don't nobody want to play with the Commanders. I'm gonna take it off the air. I appreciate
Robbie Lowe,
y'all.
Is everything okay?
hey, JP.
You got kids at
JP,
home?
JP, you have daughters the same age as I do?
Yeah.
So you already know.
I recognize the scream like that. No problem. And they're probably going to be home all damn week. Shout out to the schools just closing constantly. Yeah.
Absolutely. At least give me Thursday. At least a Thursday.
All right, man.
No, but for real, appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate those kind words. Kind of wish he found us more than 2 weeks ago, but whatever.
No, 2 weeks after we started, he said.
Oh, all right. That counts.
You got the biggest ears and can't hear a damn thing, can you?
Dog, there was a child screaming in the background, kind of threw me off a little bit.
That was after he made that comment.
I don't know. Jeff, did you understand? I think Jeff's with me.
Clearly, I understood.
Let's get another one in here. Oh, our guy Drew is on the line.
Drew,
what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. That was fun yesterday. And I've been confident that this team could win while they were rebuilding since the very beginning. So I'm confident about this weekend. I love going back to Tampa and giving them a chance to avenge that first loss. And I really want Badass and Lattimore in. That'll help a lot. But the thing that this team has showed, which I think is important, I was watching this game in Chicago and the Tampa game all at the same time yesterday. And these games in the NFL come down to the last couple minutes almost all the time. And we've got a skill. We've got the ability to win in crunch time, those winning time moments.
Yeah.
That's not a fluke anymore. So that makes us hard. So
I'm with you, man.
Right there. We keep winning. I keep going.
Yeah.
See you down in Tampa, guys.
All right. We'll see you in Tampa, Drew. Drew has hit me up. He's got like a wild Jimmy Buffett tribute party he's going to. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but it sounds pretty damn fun. That is what I was trying to say earlier in the program. Like, you can look at a million stats and yards per play. I mean, dude, they, before the last Mariota drive, they only had 188 yards of total offense. Yeah. They hadn't been held to under 200 all year. Their previous low was the Steelers game, where I think they finished with like 240. That's total offensive output. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the previous low was 242 week 10 against the Steelers. They ended up finishing with 269 because they went on that big drive late. But, dude, at some point, you got to think, all right, like, whatever it is they do late, they continue to do it.
Yeah.
And it's become a consistent habit.
Yeah. And the other teams know they're going to try and do it, and they're not stopping them. I think that little, when they go at pace, that throws the other teams off.
Sure.
You, they can't, adjust, I mean, substituting things like that, and they just go. I saw a couple plays yesterday that makes me believe that Cliff got something he's going to bring out his bag in these playoffs.
I agree with that.
With Deami through, I didn't know Deami could throw the ball like that, dog.
I wonder if he was a quarter. It was a great ball.
Bro, that thing was on point.
And you could tell with so much of the misdirection at the line of scrimmage and the pulling all the time, like, they're setting something up with all that.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I was on the flight, and everybody's trying to figure out when the game is. When that bracket first hit, and Mike Tirico talked about it, how awesome is it to see the NFL playoff bracket? Like, I love just staring at it, as lame as that sounds. Who knows what's going to happen this week, right, against Tampa. But I know that Washington, if they win and then you get the winner of Packers-Eagles, chance, couldn't that be a home game? Like, if the Packers won.
If the Packers won, I think it'd be a home game, yeah.
Do they reseed it? I don't think so. I think the Lions get the winner of the other side.
If the Packers won, what is the Eagles? Eagles is what, two?
Eagles are the two, yeah.
And what are the Packers?
Packers are the seven.
That's a possibility.
Now, maybe they reseed it. Maybe the lowest seed goes to play the one.
I don't know if they reseed anything, Jay.
Well, it wouldn't be reseeding. It would send, if Green Bay won, would they go to Detroit or would they come here? Because
they would probably go to Detroit.
The way the bracket looks is that the winner of Rams-Vikings is going to play Detroit. That's the way the bracket looks, and then the winner of Bucks-Commanders plays Eagles-Packers. But I also have been told by people that know stuff, the only way Washington can host a playoff game is if they get the Packers in the NFC title game. So maybe the Lions, because they're the one seed, deservedly, and they kicked Minnesota's ass last night.
They sure did.
Maybe they get the lowest seed that advances no matter what, which could mean they could face Washington. If Philly won, if Philly wins, Washington wins.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought the higher seed normally go to the lower seed.
Just win, baby. Just win,
baby. All you got to do.
We got phone lines are lit up. Keep the phone lines going for a while. Maybe all damn day. I don't care. There's so much to talk about, and it's fun. 800-636-1067. One of my favorite parts about looking at the playoff bracket is I yearn, Lamphill, to go undefeated betting on the NFL playoffs. Betting on the NFL playoffs, spreads, prop bets, totals, whatever it is you're into, is so much fun. And these games, you're going to have two Saturday, three on Sunday, then the Monday nighter. It is just so much fun. And where I like to go, ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Couple numbers I'm specifically looking at. Jaden Daniels rush total in Tampa. I like the over on that. It's been a while since Washington's been in the playoffs, and you have so many opportunities to hit the prop bets. You can do all of the things you want on the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet over-unders, passing yard totals, point spreads, player props. They got it all. You could parlay them all the way up. And new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO to get started today. Followed by odds and lines are subject to change. Must be 21 plus. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. I wouldn't mind if it stopped snowing. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't checked in with the chat yet, so let's do that. Who was first today? I wonder if White Brian has already jotted it down. B, you got a guess?
Nope.
Sam Eiler. I don't know. How would you pronounce E-Y-L-E-R?
Probably Eiler.
Shout out to Sam Eiler. That seems like a new one. I also like this. This dude, Tech Mark B, just wrote second instead of trying to get to first. KB in the chat. 12.
Sometimes it comes down to what your expectation is, man.
You were just saying this in the break. KB in the chat says 12-5 doesn't feel real. I was standing in the tunnel when John Allen was walking up, and I just said to him, I was like, 12 wins, dude. He's like, I know, man. I think a lot of these guys that have been here
that
a long time.
That feels good to them, bro. I guarantee you.
It's got to, right? Dudes like Terry and Reeves, guys that have been with this organization for a while, even a guy like Cosme.
Yeah.
Who committed, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He committed to the team committed to him. Interesting times, man. Let's hit these phones. Jeff, you want me to talk to this dude on line 8? Is that accurate? Apparently, this guy's walking around in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, you've been identified to me as DC Superfan in the snow. Is that accurate?
You best believe it, baby. I'm trucking right now, going to the breakfast spot. It's victory money. Snow ain't going to stop nothing. What's happening, y'all?
What's up, bro?
What's up, player?
Chill it, baby.
You know me. All right, look it. 12 wins it is. It's unreal. They flipped what I said. When I said 5-12, damn it, they flipped it the other way. I'm not mad. Trust me, I love it. I don't mind being wrong in this situation.
I love
it, man.
Victory
money, baby. But the nervousness of Tampa, okay, the first game we played them, I guess everybody was nervous. It was hot down there. But now that we're clicking, we got everything together, we should be all right, man. We should go down there and get this victory. That's all I'm saying.
Appreciate right, you, bro. Man. Good appreciate luck in the snow,
have
dude.
A good one, baby.
You too, right, man.
See you, dude. All right. I like the confidence. I like the excitement.
Hey,
right there.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
seems like they're kind of like backing into this. Like, I don't understand. It's a lot of, like, meek feelings.
Nah. Gotta have some confidence sometimes. If you want to achieve, you got to believe, baby.
There is an incredible amount like of kind of the coaching carousel going strong right now in the NFL. The Giants have decided to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
The Bengals cut. They got rid of their D coordinator.
Yo, that is the ultimate just self-preservation. Anarumo is really good.
Yeah,
and they just let all the talent walk away.
They were giving up a lot of damn points this year.
Yo, because they let everybody go.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a problem, man. I think that coach is a problem.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Giants keeping Daboll and Shane? I'm not necessarily surprised.
I think they're silly as hell, but thank you.
Well, and Mara had some great comments. He's like, I get that there's not. He said something to the effect of, I understand people are mad and don't understand why we're going to keep this thing going, but we have no other choice.
I can tell you like this, though. Until the season starts, we don't know. I've seen that happen a lot of times where somebody come out and give guys, oh, well, we're completely behind them. And before that damn season starts, they're gone. It's possible.
Totally. Well, I think nobody's going anywhere now. If you're going to make that commitment, it's pretty tough to. I mean, I just like what is the end game? They have the number 2 pick now. Is that right?
I like think the Giants are. I think they're number 2.
No, it looks like the Giants have 3.
They're 3 or 4. Yeah,
they have 3. Tennessee, Cleveland, Giants. This is what Washington used to do, dude. Like, you either need to commit to these dudes for the long haul or start fresh, let them try to draft a quarterback. I think it's entirely possible these quarterbacks aren't what they're expected to be in this class. what I see happening, and this is what bad organizations do, and Washington did this forever, is, all right, we're going to give this coach a GM one more year, then they're going to draft a quarterback, then they're going to get blown out next year when they go 5-12, and then the new coach is going to be like, oh, I don't know about this quarterback. Like, it's just this cycle, man.
It happens like that.
All right.
They need a quarterback.
Corey's in North Carolina. Corey, how you feeling about the Commanders Sunday night in Tampa?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hello, man.
Hey, man, I feel good, man. I'm 100% confident, man. This is the first year since the RG3 era that I feel that we can win any game. I think the slows from yesterday was that Dallas just knows Dan Quinn. The two Dallas games was our worst two games of the year, so I wouldn't let that play a factor in decisions and going forward of the outcome of that game in Tampa, man. I think we're going to go out there and get the win and worry about the game after that.
All right, bro.
I'm with you, man.
Like that confidence.
I think the Cowboys games have been really weird, and yesterday's game was a super weird scenario just off the break. You know what I mean? Like, Dallas came out, I think, way more than Washington was expecting, Micah specifically, and then it's kind of in a, all right, let's make sure Jaden doesn't get hurt mode. Brandon Coleman went down. Frankie Louvu went down but came back in. It's really hard to play football when you're thinking about next week.
Yeah.
You got to play football thinking about right now.
Right, what's in front of you.
And I am willing to be dismissive of yesterday's result just because it was bizarre. I think there are obviously some serious warts, if you want to say, with this team. But if Jaden's right and that offense can move, they got a chance against anybody.
I agree.
Also, for clarity's sake, whatever the highest seed is that wins, they will go to Detroit. So yeah. It's possible it could be Washington, possible it could be Green Bay. It could be, if the two higher seeds hold, if the Eagles win and the Bucks win, then the Lions will get the winner of Vikings-Rams. But if there's any upsets, the higher seed will go play Detroit. So if you want Washington to win, which I think everybody does, it's going to be Lions the following week. And that place, did you watch it all last night?
Yeah.
Electric.
Yes.
That crowd, they haven't had much to cheer for, but that building does a really good job of holding in all the sound.
Yep.
And that crowd last night was just on
fire. They do. Listen, man. The statement I made earlier, people need to look at Detroit and how they play football. They are missing double-digit people from their defense.
It's crazy.
And that dude Robinson last night, he followed Jefferson everywhere. 101, he handled it.
Really good.
Okay.
Getting Anzalone back helped them.
They play, bro. They tackle. They knock your jock off. They don't go around trying to play the whole game without getting on the ground.
You know one thing I was thinking about that I find pretty interesting? If you look at the Vegas odds, it sure seems like Kevin O'Connell's going to win Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dan Quinn absolutely belongs in that conversation.
Hmm.
But dude, Dan Campbell and the Lions went 15-2.
Yes.
Andy Reid went 16-1.
Yes.
It's remarkable that when teams are good, it's almost like they're not celebrated for being excellent.
Why? Okay, this year everyone says that Kansas City is not as good as they used to be. If they went 16-1, they got something going on. Maybe when a coach doesn't have the level of talent. They lost a lot of offensive players early, and they go out and win. Maybe they should get a little look at that too. I don't always think you got to go from worst to first to win it. Sometimes just maintaining.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. You know what else is really hard to do? Wake up and feel your house being cold. It's cold out there, folks. There's 10 inches of snow on the ground. Weather all week supposed to be nasty. It is time to make sure your residential or commercial heating system is ready to keep you warm and cozy all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf five-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Even more, let Crop Metcalf help you increase the efficiency and lifespan of your system while decreasing your energy bills. Plus, the experts at Crop Metcalf can spot small problems before they turn into potentially costly repairs, saving you even more. They did that at my house when they saw a little pinhole leak that they were able to fix in my plumbing before it became a giant leak that I would have had to replace my whole basement. For peace of mind all season long, do what I always do. Call the five-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Bobby Skinner does a big Giants podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so to recap John Mara press conference, hates the defense, wants Brian Daboll to give up play calling. The roster isn't better than 3 years ago. He's more frustrated than anyone. They didn't tank but just lost to the Eagles' backups, but he believes they're the right guys for the job.
I don't think that's over with, Jay.
That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, his actual comments are, he said, I understand, believe me, that that's not going to be the most popular decision in Giant Land, but we believe it's the right decision going forward. I think he just doesn't want to keep churning, but, dude, I don't know.
I think he's just trying to buy time till he figure out exactly what he wants to do. Because he knew people were going to be asking questions.
All right, phone lines remain lit up. Also, big news, 12:30, Doug Kammerer is going to join us. Obviously, we need some weather updates. And, dude, there's a big water main break in Bethesda.
Really?
Right by the old office. Like, remember where that old Ruth Chris was? A little further down Wisconsin?
Down the street.
Right there.
Mm.
I'll show you the picture. It's like, I don't know. That seems dangerous, especially with how cold it's about to get. I don't really know how that all works. Maybe
they'll get that fixed.
All right, let's go to our guy Ryan in Connecticut. What up, Ryan?
How we doing, guys?
Good, man.
You know what? I'm calling you because I was born in 87, and I feel like my whole Washington football lifetime, I've either played the Tampa Bay Bucks or the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs. I remember their first loss to Tampa Bay when they botched the snap. I remember when Sean Taylor returned the fumble for six, and then I remember Heinicke versus Tampa Bay, which they won the Super Bowl. But, you know, week one, I went to Tampa. I'm much more confident this time going around. Jaden Daniels' first game. They also had Chris Godwin. We added Lattimore. If anyone could really remember that week one game, the first play of the season was a botched play that was for negative 15, 20 yards.
And me and my brother were sitting there. I remember that.
Me and my brother were sitting there going, oh, God, it's going to happen again. And if you remember that game, we had horrible third down penalties. We missed Terry McLaurin on some couple deep routes. It was kind of the typical first game of your career as a rookie. And I think now it's like you go into the playoffs with the pressure's on them. If this game's close in the second half, we know what to do as opposed to what they're supposed to be doing, you know, going forward. I'm excited for it.
I like it, Ryan. That's a really good call. I'm with you. I mean, that first play on Jaden, I remember somebody in the press box saying, like, that'll be a trivia question someday, that Jaden Daniels' first pass was a minus 15 yard.
Yeah.
Good call, dude. Thank you. Raymond is in College Park. What up, Ray? How you feeling about Tampa?
I'm feeling extremely confident. The Tampa game, the first game of the season, it was like 16-12 middle of the third quarter. We missed a field goal, and they threw a bomb to their Hall of Fame receiver. So if we would have made that field goal, I wonder how that game would have turned out. You know. But first, I got 2 points I want to make. The first thing I want to say is it's an honor to speak to you, Brian Mitchell.
Thank you, bro.
You know, you represent our community very well. Tribute to your family, your father, you know, how you was raised, man. I really appreciate how you represent the community. I've been kind of upset with the coaching staff ever since the Bears game, because if my Rolls Royce gets a ding in it, I'm putting it in the shop. It ain't doing nothing until it's perfect again. And I'm going to put my Toyota Tundra out there to play until the Rolls is ready to roll again. You know what I'm saying? So when they didn't put Mariota in for the Bears game, I was a little upset because I felt like they were slighting him as far as being part of the brotherhood and part of the team. And luckily we pulled that game out, but then we went on a losing streak because Mariota's quarterback rating against the Panthers was 121. And so I wonder if we should be 15-2, to be honest with you. And I wish we had a kicker all through the season. But the second thing I wanted to say is I think the most valuable thing we have is the leadership. And I'm talking about the organization and the coaching staff. Dan Quinn brought up the janitorial staff and praised them in front of the team. That broke me down in tears when I heard that he did that.
DQ just did for you and like all the media guys. All the guys that do the in-house,
The bats and all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you...
He included everybody into everything. He's like, he sees this, and I'm a bit, it's very, very similar to what Joe Gibbs used to do, where everybody has a job to do to make everybody else's job a lot easier, and if you take care of your business, then nobody has to worry about something that's not their job.
It's... DQ has them focused, and it's been impressive, for sure. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Phone lines remain open. 12:30, Doug Camera. Nobody go anywhere.